proved to be unconstitutional would leave the government open to legal challenges or compensation claims from landlords. This could still have an impact in the new year, given the way our economy is going and given that many retailers are paying rents they simply cannot afford. I want to speak first of all to John Hogan, who is a partner with Lehman Solicitors. John, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Jonathan.
Just explain to us again, I know we've talked about it previously, but explain to us again why there is this in commercial property whereby rents can only go upwards, but the same doesn't apply to residential landlords. What's the rationale behind it?
Yes, well, essentially this is a feature that's almost unique to Irish landlord and tenant arrangements, unique to Irish and maybe the UK as well. It's certainly not something that's a feature across Europe, but traditionally, over the last 20 or 30 years, most commercial leases would include two things, which would be rent reviews to take place generally on a five-yearly basis, so they're reviewed every 5 years, and that at each of those rent reviews, the rent could only go upwards. It could only stay the same or go upwards. That's been the traditional arrangements. Now, since February of last year, that has been outlawed, essentially, for new leases. But the problem that the government have been trying to wrestle with is old leases that are in place and whether they could upset those arrangements. Now, what Minister Noonan has decided yesterday or communicated yesterday is that they're not going to involve themselves in that, despite all the talk of it, if you like, over the last 12 months or so.
And where do they say it would fall foul of the Constitution?
Well, essentially what it appears to have been going on here is that Minister Shatter has been getting advice, obviously, from the Attorney General, as he would do, in relation to potential constitutional challenges. Now, NAMA have been the most obvious complainant in respect of the changes, but obviously there will be other potentially powerful lobbies in terms of pension funds and big landholders around the country who would have been influencing the government and threatening, I suspect, that if legislation was brought in which would interfere with their contractual rights in terms of the leases that they have with various tenants, that they would challenge that as an attack on private property rights, and that would be a challenge brought to the High Court and possibly to the Supreme Court for a breach of constitutional rights. That seems to be the rumour that's been put out there, if you like, in respect to the potential challenges that were offered.
But when you're interpreting the Constitution, you have to go with, you know, often it's interpreted in the way that the drafters would have intended it to be implemented. And I can't see those who drafted the Constitution and the property rights that's there considering closing businesses down because people cannot afford the rents. I don't think that would have been on their mind, do you?
Well, I'd agree with you there. I must say, Jonathan, that there is a very strong public interest argument here, which is one that the Supreme Court generally takes very, very serious views in respect of. But unfortunately here, what we've had is a situation where the government have chosen not to share the advice that they've got internally in relation to the challenge that might have been taken against the move. And so we don't really know what the basis of the decision was. If it was a constitutional challenge, it'd be nice to know about that. If it was simply pressure from NAMA as essentially another institution of the state, that would be interesting. And I think would put
that'd
more
be the
pressure
tail
on
wagging the dog, wouldn't it?
Well, indeed, that would be a very strong view. I think that it would be a good idea for the government to release the detail of the advice that they've taken or been given in respect of why they've made this decision. Because, frankly, for the last 12 months, the commercial property industry has been waiting on tenterhooks for this legislation, and suddenly now it's been backtracked upon without any great explanation.
John Corcoran is the owner of Corky's Shoe Shop on Grafton Street. Famously, he's been campaigning against upward only rents for a while. John, what do you make of what the government came out with yesterday?
Well, of course, I'm a spokesman for the Grafton Street tenants, and we were extremely disappointed, dismayed, because, as you know, the Minister for Justice on live television in April outlined his intention to introduce legislation to override the Constitution on the grounds that it's in the interest of the common good. There was a national emergency, a job crisis, and the state was facing an unprecedented economic crisis. And we and Retail Excellence Ireland provided the Minister with an opinion from the esteemed senior counsel, Gerard Hogan, which outlined the reasons why he could do this and why it would get around the Constitution. He commented on the J.J. Hare and Co. Limited case versus the Minister for Health, yep, when the pharmacists took a case because their contracts were torn up by the state, and asked they brought their case to the High Court, and the judge of the High Court, Judge Mann, said that it was fine to tear up these contracts because there is a